Welcome to the Real Dream Podcast. I'm your host, Dees. I'm joined here with my fellas, Duke and Mailman. What's up, guys?
What up?
What's up?
Hey, before we start, I just want to say this motherfucking weather is disrespectful as hell right now.
Yes.
And when a nigga walk outside, I immediately want to fight somebody.
Hey, for real. It's everybody's like that right now, too. I think it's just going to be a bunch of altercations walking around this motherfucker.
We in the northwest of the United States right now.
We in the devil's armpit right now. It's hot as hell.
It's so hot, it make hell look like it got AC. So
shit.
It's like playing at Mario level where the sun tried to kill you. That's what it's like.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, we're just trying to stay cool, stay alive, not get any darker than we already are.
Hey, you already told y'all. But told me I was so black, I was blue black. now I'm just be purple.
Oh, God.
That trash bag black. You know what I'm talking about. Like, you know, the trash bag. Up to the light. Look for your black ink pen. You hold it up to the light and it look purple.
Oh, God.
I'm going to be that black.
Hit us up on Twitter, Facebook. At TRDcast. We're on TikTok at TRDcast as well. Like, follow, share, listen to our podcast. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Ditzer, and everywhere that podcasts are available. We'd love for you guys to listen to us. We'd love to hear anything you guys have to say, any recommendations. And if you do, just DM us or hit us up on
Twitter. Shoot a comment. Let us know how we're doing. If you like it, if you hate it, whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? Drop.
Mm-hmm. And
if there's a topic you want us to cover, shout that out too.
Yeah. And also, we want to do it a little different. We want to do a special shout out. We are not a seasoned podcast, so we are super excited to get any type of reviews or anything that comes our way. We want to get a shout out to Benmer 13. He is our first Apple podcast review and left a comment. We wanted to shout you out. Forever, you will be known as fan one. That's it.
All right.
Yes, sir. The original.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So shout out to you, man. Love you. We appreciate you. And to everyone else that's listening to our podcast, keep it up, man. Today,
We appreciate y'all.
Yep. So
definitely.
So typically we talk about topics as far as how to basically achieve our real dream. But today we're going to start off a little bit differently. We're actually going to reply back to a statement that one of our fans sent out. Excited about that too. Shout out to at Dooley Baby on Twitter. Thank you for the comment and the post.
Did you say Dooley Baby?
Dooley Baby.
Dooley. Okay.
Yep. Dooley Baby. Applying back to a statement that was said on our first podcast about the idea of loyalty. We were talking about what are the most important things a woman could bring to the table. Duke brought up loyalty to him. Mailman brought up peace. I brought up being a best friend. Little things like that. She wanted to respond to that. Here's her tweet. Hello, so I want to respond to your first episode, what women bring to the table. First, let me say, I think what you all are doing is uplifting. My question to you is, what exactly is loyalty to you? What does that entail? She goes on to talk about a specific situation in her life that she's dealt with previously. So we're going to talk about that. What does loyalty mean to each one of us? Duke. You know, this was something that was directed to a statement that you said, so I would really want to hear from you first. What does loyalty entail for you? Or what does it look like?
Loyalty for me, man, is that ride or die. Loyalty for me is knowing that you got my back and I got yours. There ain't no sort of gray area. It's straightforward. We got each other.
Mm-hmm.
Plain and simple. I can't. You know, there's nothing else really to say about it as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Go ahead. Mailman, what you think?
Man, I really had to think about this one.
Yeah.
I honestly did, because for me, loyalty, when I thought about it, I was like, I just don't want to be portrayed. You know what I mean? And so it was real simple for me. Like, I just don't want to be portrayed. And so then I thought about, well, that ain't good enough. I need to dig a little deeper into it. And so I'm like, wanted to find out what the actual definition of it was.
You wanted to get into the Webster's.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm a very analytical person. I have to break things down and then look at it, you know what I'm saying, and good overview of it so I can get a better understanding of it. And so I knew that saying that loyalty, just not being betrayed, just didn't really explain it all, because, you know what I mean? Being betrayed by who? Being betrayed by what? What is betrayal? And it would have led off into a whole nother rabbit hole. But so I looked it up, and it was saying loyalty is the act of being loyal. Loyal is giving or showing firm and consistent support or allegiance to a person or institution. And I started thinking about, okay, this allegiance thing, that sounds like some military shit, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean?
It does.
And so I wanted to kind of briefly, like, check out what the hell the meaning of allegiance is. And showing allegiance is a loyalty or commitment of a subordinate to a superior or an individual to a group or cause. Now, I don't know about you fellas, but I'm going to say this. I ain't trying to be nobody's fucking subordinate if I can't help. You know what I mean? That word subordinate, like, you know what I'm saying? But as far as being loyal to a person, like, I know all too well how to do that, because I'm from the streets, you know what I mean? I feel like I'm loyal to my boys. Like Duke said, I got your back, you know what I mean? Ride or die, whatever you need, if I got it, it's yours, and vice versa. Just don't betray me. Yep. I won't betray you. That's what I consider to be loyalty.
Yeah, I get the subordinate thing. I totally understand why you wouldn't want to be anyone's subordinate. I think, because right. it even says in the definition, less than your superior.
Yes, yes, like, you know, I ain't nobody subordinate, motherfucker. You ain't superior to me, goddamn.
I will say this. I think, at least to me, I think loyalty means, and this sounds really weird when I say it at first, it's when my happiness matters more than yours. That's loyalty, right? Because in a sense, if I'm loyal to you, there will come a time where your happiness will matter more than mine. I would want you to be happy.
Well, that's where that subordinate came in.
Yeah. Subordinate is you're above me, right? But right. If we're both valuing each other's happiness so much, granted, I'm not going to try to make you happy. That's something you got to find in yourself. Right.
But I also value
your happiness. I do value your success. I value those things that make you who you are. I'm securing myself. I know who I am. I'm not worried about anything changing. You're not going to change that. But I'm the one that's going to be like, you thinking about going to school? Yo, I think that's amazing. I'm going to be here with you through thick and thin. You know what I mean? Because I value your success like that.
It also said something about commitment in that definition as well. Yes. And so, of course, me being me, I'm going to have to go check out what the fuck commitment is. And
this man in his Webster.
Hey, I'm telling you, you have no idea. And it constitutes two different things. It says, like, the state of quality of being dedicated to a cause or activity. I'm like, I can get behind that. And then it has another one that says an engagement or obligation that restricts freedom of action.
Well, that's because when you think about it, when you're being loyal to somebody, sometimes that is going to mean you got to take a back seat. That is going to mean that you are going to be quote unquote subordinate. That is going to mean that you, and that's part of that commitment because you believe in that. So there are going to be times where you're going to take the back seat, but you're not going to look at it that way because you know if that person was up against the wall or the situation was reversed, they're going to do the same thing for you. So you don't have a problem being that quote unquote subordinate.
Yeah.
And that would bring me back to what I was saying in the previous video. When you're in a committed relationship, that it should be, you know what I'm saying, already implied that you're going to be loyal to a person because you made a commitment to that person. Yeah. And it was just funny how everything came full circle for me when I started diving into this topic.
Yeah. Well, you also assuming too that everybody out there is mature and is ready for that. Because if you're not ready for that loyalty, it's not going to be right off the bat, or it's not going to be assumed. They're going to think I'm going to do me type of thing. And you thinking, you coming at an angle like, you like, well, I'm going to be loyal to this person because I'm trying to build a future. But if that person's mindset ain't the same as yours, then there it goes right there. So yeah, you would think common sense wise, with two adults on the same wavelength, yes, that should be understood. Unfortunately, that ain't the case out there no more.
I will.
Oh shit.
I will. I gotta second that. Like, one of the things I've learned since I've been dating is that there's two, like, a bunch of new stages to dating. First of all, this talking, it took me like 6 months to figure out what the hell this was. Like, I don't even know what the talking stage was. I'm like, are we not talking? No, no, we talking, but we not talking. I'm talking to you. Is that not talking? You know,
you thinking in a literal sense?
Yeah, I was confused as hell. It was like, oh, we just talking. I know we just talking. I'm trying to figure out what, like, are we dating? No, we just talking. I hear you, bitch. Do you hear me? Okay, then we talking. And honestly, I didn't really.
News. You was real heavy with that bitch just
I
now.
Listen, I was so frustrated.
That was some pain right there.
Yeah, well,
I am telling boy.
I was so
some sort of flashback came.
No, right.
Listen, I was so frustrated because I had to get it explained to me at work by a 20-year-old girl. And as she explained to me, I'm like, what is you talking about? I felt like them old heads that like get their first cell phone. Oh, okay. So this the on button. This the on button. Okay. So how I call it?
Game done changed. That's why.
Yeah, it has. But yeah. One of the frustrating things about it is that there is no loyalty in the talking stage. Mm-mm. There's not. You have multiple men. She has multiple men. You have multiple women or vice versa or whatever it is your orientation is. And then you have people like me who are like, oh yeah, I'm in this stage, we talking, but I don't really feel like talking to anybody else. And then that gets misconstrued into loyalty. I'm a loyal person. It doesn't mean I'm loyal to you though. I'm just not about managing three or four other women. That's how you get an STD. I'm good.
Right.
I'm just saying.
I'm afraid of those guys. I don't like them alphabets.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, if you are listening to this and you're in a talking stage with someone and that makes you happy, by all means, I'm happy for you. It's just not meant for everybody, man. There's some people that are just like, listen, I'm just not the type of dude to be managing 3, 4, 5 women and messaging. I don't want to be texting all y'all. No. No. I'm gonna be getting names. Because I know me. I'm gonna be getting names confused. I'm gonna be showing up at people's house. I'm like, we ain't got no date. I'm like, damn, I thought you were so and so.
You know, you on Tuesday. It's Friday.
Yeah, you on Tuesday. Yeah, my fault. My day's confused. This is too much, man.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that. I ain't got time because you already know somebody's gonna be neglected, and when someone's feeling neglected, then that's when problems start arising. And I just don't want to have them any unnecessary problems in my life.
One of the biggest irritations I have with this generation of dating is the idea of, ooh, I don't get left on red. He or she left me on red. So, I did a video about this. You ain't replied back to me and you left me on red. I want to know what you be doing. Like, what you be doing? And I was like, yo, you ever take a shit so long that you forget what you were doing
that video
before the shit?
Oh,
like,
my God.
I don't care who you are, every grown man has been like, yo, I gotta go to the bathroom, and been in there so long, be like, damn, what was I doing before this?
Oh, been in there so long, your legs fall asleep.
At least one of them. At least one of them.
All right.
And then you'd be like, oh, you didn't reply. No, I was just busy. I work at a hospital. I ain't gonna bring my phone out just to reply to you all the time. Like, there's tons of reasons, and people just take the littlest thing. This is my theory. You ready for this? Y'all ready for this?
I'm ready.
This is why women with Apple phones don't like dating guys with Androids. Because you can't see the dot, dot, dot when they type it.
That's the dumbest shit I ever heard.
I'm like, say that shit again. Like, hold up. That shit made zero sense to me. Say that shit one more fucking time.
Dumb shit.
When people have the Android phones, right? You are texting back. There's a dot, dot, dot that shows you typing, right?
Right.
People are on Snapchat, your emoji or your face pops up to show that you're reading the text, and it also shows that you're typing, right? That at least shows people that you're engaged. If you have an Android phone and not an iPhone, you don't get that. Or if you're not snapping right. someone, you don't get that. So they don't see you
Since when?
Engaged.
Hold up, the iPhone user don't see it?
No, yeah. If I'm Android and I'm texting an iPhone user, they don't get the dot, dot, dots.
Correct, yeah.
Right.
Oh, that's an iPhone thing.
It's an iPhone
thing. I did not know that.
Right, and the idea is there's people are so focused on like engagement and conversation, which I get. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just I'm so damn old. I'm like, if you want me to engage, just call me. Shit.
Right.
Just call me. We'll talk.
A phone call would be much quicker.
Yeah, yeah. It's just a different in mentality.
Wow. I did not know that. I did not know that. I thought they could see the dot, dot, dots too.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Does anyone have anything else to add on this loyalty topic?
I don't think that's it.
No, I think that was it.
All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll see you guys. We'll be right back. All right. We're back and we're here to talk about our second topic. For everyone who's on social media, there's been a video that's been going viral. The video is kind of controversial. Essentially, it's this woman who has broken up with her boyfriend. Her boyfriend has paid for her to have a certain lifestyle, and she believes that she should keep that lifestyle.
Hey, play the clip, man.
You're going to play the clip.
Play the clip.
I wasn't going to move from my space because it didn't work out. I wasn't going to give him back my car because I'm not going to downgrade my lifestyle because me and you are no longer together. And I just feel like if you put me in this space and that was under your budget then, what's the difference now? You know what I mean?
You were my girlfriend. I was you.
Yeah, but I personally feel like, no, I'm not moving.
But see, what he did was this, though. He gave you the upgrade. But part of that upgrade is because you're with me.
Yeah.
You understand? So let me just go, though. So we didn't work out, me and you dating. You feel me? So I'm supposed to keep paying your loft and keep paying your bins. Now, I get it. You're a true boss if you do that. And that's the vibe we're getting. But
I'm excited to talk about this one. So
oh my God.
I'm going to leave it to you guys. What you think?
Duke, you want to go first?
Nah, I went first last time. You go ahead.
All right. So first off, this woman,
ooh, she had the nerve. Big nerve.
Hey, hold up. This woman had the nerve to say, "I'm not gonna downgrade my lifestyle." Woman, you didn't upgrade it to begin with. You didn't upgrade it to begin with. He did. So I know. So what you mean you ain't gonna downgrade it? You had to have upgraded yourself in order for you not to downgrade your life. Get the fuck out of here, man. I want some of that shit she's smoking. That gotta be some gas, man. That has to be some gas. She on. She somebody got her gassed up.
Yep. Oh,
man. Man, I don't even know what to say about this. Yeah, I don't know. I think I need a little more time to marinate.
Okay, right quick. I got you.
Let me keep going. Then.
Oh, he got more.
It doesn't matter if he can afford to or not to. Point is, you were with him, so I'm gonna upgrade your life. You know what I mean? I'm gonna put you on the status that I feel my woman should be at. You know, when you decided that you wanted to, it didn't work out. Then I guess them payments for that loss ain't gonna work out either. The payments on that Benz ain't gonna work out either because like, that's a new level of selfish.
I want to shout out to whoever this man is for having enough money and success to be able to afford that. Secondly, right. I also want him to understand there's a difference between dating a woman that has her shit together and a woman of high character. And it's very obvious this girl is not. She's not that second one. Like I don't
sound like she the first one either.
No, I was about to
say that. For real,
because he had to upgrade her lifestyle. Yeah,
for like, real.
It pisses me off because I have an issue. And if you watch the video, the first woman that spoke has an issue with this too. It's when women like this put a bad rep on feminism. You see what I mean? Because that's not feminism. The idea of feminism is that women want to be treated equal. Yes, there's that concept of bringing something to the table that we talked about in our first episode. and stuff like that. But there is also these women that think feminism means I get to pick and choose what my man brings me, and I get to decide what I bring him. That's not how this works. Yeah, if you want to bring a certain set of limited skill sets, then fine. But that's a limited set of skill sets. Please understand, your makeup, your hair, your beauty, if it takes you an hour to put that shit on, that means it can be bought. And that means it can be bought for someone else. You know what I mean? So that means your beauty is not what you bring to the table. You just bought that from the store. It just doesn't make sense. And it sucks because they put such a bad name on women that are like, no, I make my money. I work. I'm a modern woman, but I'm not looking for a traditional man. That's
what I want that chick. I want that chick to call, what's Kevin Samuels? I want him, her to go on there and talk to him. I want to hear what he would have to say.
Right? I don't like him. About some shit like that. I ain't talk, boy. We not.
You don't like him?
No, I don't like Kevin Samuels.
He a beast.
I personally think that nobody should be a relationship expert.
Right.
Because relationships vary from person to person. Yes, everyone that goes on his podcast or his show and gets the clips are typically these people that are low income, low money, that want to date a higher echelon man. Of course, we get it. But there's just some attacks, man. That's just like, dude.
But it seemed like this woman was dating a high echelon, or, you know what I'm saying, high value man. And
as he calls them, as he calls us, high value man.
Right. Like, she dating this type of man and didn't work out. So,
Did you say she broke up with him?
Yeah. She's saying it didn't work out.
Make it even worse. All right. Yeah. Well, that means that upgrade that he gave you, that shit ain't work out either. Downgrade. Upgrade yourself. How about that? Like Cat Williams said, it's called self-esteem. Upgrade yourself.
She is sounding very reminiscent of a gold digger. For real. She gives me money.
We got to grind because we're adults and we want to succeed. Our success is not predicated on who we are with. Our success is predicated on us. Right. Finding a dude with money is not an achievement. Dating a guy with money is not an achievement.
Facts.
And that's what pisses me off so much about that. And it pisses me off about that story, because it was like, I've got a successful life and he or she is not doing anything. And it's like, damn it, man. I want that.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. If there was a woman out there that wanted to, you know what I'm saying, upgrade my life, I am more than ready and willing to be appreciative and accepting of that upgrade.
Yeah. Please understand, I'm not saying I want a woman to make a bunch of money for me that I don't gotta work, because I'm gonna work anyway. I'm still built like that.
Here's something. I once dated a female before who specifically did not want me to work. And I was like, well, why would you not want me to work? And I'm sure this goes other ways too, with some of the men that don't want women to work, it's for control. That's how I know you need me. Because I'm gonna have to come to you for anything I need monetarily. You know what I'm saying? So I think part of that is that too, that aspect of, I need to feel like you need me. And apparently that person only put that money value on how much someone needs them.
Right. I ain't into being controlled. No. I don't look like no 360 controller. I don't look like no PlayStation controller. None of that shit. That's how we try to control me, goddammit.
And to be honest, I don't want to control. I don't. You know what I mean? I want to know what stuff you got going on with you that I think is weird. I had an argument with someone at work today about, we could just go hiking and spray bear spray on us. I still don't understand what makes people think bears are scared of scents. I don't understand that. Like, it's like, I'm going to put this bear spray on, and that's going to scare all the bears away. Until a bear comes. I don't think a bear is going to see you think, oh, he's on my ground. Wait a minute. He smelled different. I'm good. No, that's not how it works.
That movie Grizzly Man? guess what? The bear ate that motherfucker at the end, and he thought they were best friends. Spoiler alert.
I don't get it, man.
She gonna be kicking herself in the butt after freaking that goes viral. Like,
I hope she lands on her feet. Or at least on that ass he paid for it, because God damn, that is going to be a long fall from that loft.
No shit.
And on that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with our next topic. Stay tuned. And we're back. We're back on a Real Dream podcast, and we're talking about a third and final topic here today. We're talking about a news article that came out, Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
My hometown? No, I'm just kidding. That ain't my hometown, but that's close enough. It's close enough.
Yeah, that's your area too, yep.
Yeah, that's my area.
The news article goes like this. A couple from Baton Rouge, Louisiana were shocked to find $50 billion mistakenly deposited into their bank account. Darren James told local news that he recently received a bizarre call from his wife, during which she told him to sit down, before informing him that a huge sum of money had been transferred into the bank account. James immediately called the bank to report the incident to find out why the funds had been deposited. It was crazy to see what it looked like, because I've never seen that many zeros in my life, he said. I wasn't going to keep it. The thing that was most baffling was, we don't even know where it came from. We don't know anybody with that kind of money. We're going to stop right there. He and his wife and his family proceeded to try to find out where the money came from. That way they could find out why it was in their account. Now, I understand there are laws saying that if the bank accidentally deposits money into your account, that it can be an issue. At the same token, how y'all feel about this story, man? I need to know.
Honestly, I swear to God, y'all remember that movie Eagle Eye? That's the shit that initially pops into my head. Somebody to deposit this kind of freaking money in my account. Next day, there's going to be freaking guns at in my crib already, and, you know what I'm saying, grenades and all kind of other shit. This is a motherfucking setup. Be trying to call and find out where the fuck that money came from, too.
Look at here. This is what I'm going to say. Kids, always try to do the right thing. All this right. is an uplifting podcast. Right. So I'm going to say the right thing. Now I'm gonna tell you the nigga thing. That money would have been gone.
Thank you.
You could be evil eye all you want. Them niggas would have been knocking at my door. I'd have been on a plane already. I would have been at a motherfucking country way. No extradition, nothing. I'd have been gone. I'd have called y'all niggas like, yo, y'all need to come and see a nigga, because I ain't coming back. Hey, fuck that. I'd have been hanging out with Wesley Snipes. Wesley Snipes would have been chilling, nigga.
Speaking as a fellow, you know, saying Louisianan, you know, man, my mama would have been like, boy, you better be careful. You don't know what the fuck is going on with that money. Blah, 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 blah. This, my mama
would have been like, don't get your ass. We gone. Yeah. We on the plane already. Yeah. Don't you worry about that. She'd call like, mama late.
She'd be like, baby, just be safe, okay?
Yeah, this ain't like $100.
I already thought of that. We gone.
Ain't like $100, a couple $1,000.
No.
$50 billion.
Yep,
I'm going.
$50 billion. My mom got some questions and some concerns,
and they can answer all them questions and concerns remotely. I can Zoom call them. Like,
if I could buy myself a plane, you know what I'm saying? Like, before I like turned it in or something like that, I'd be tempted to see. It was like, does Amazon sell jets, private jets?
Order up for Amazon.
Buy that shit right off of Bezos.
Hey, for real. You
know, like, hey, nigga, I need one of them planes. Nigga, I know you got them in the back.
That's it for the podcast. I want to thank Banmer and all our fans out there for tuning in. We want to thank Dolly Baby as well for sending us the tweet. And to all our fans, we always like to say, man, write us, comment, tweet us. We're on Facebook and Twitter at TRDcast. We're on TikTok at TRDcast. Please like, comment, share, follow. You know, the whole nine. We love to hear
from you guys. Connect with us. Yes, we love to hear from y'all. We appreciate you guys.
And I'm New signing off. Duke, Mailman, I love you guys.
Love you too.
And love you too. And I wish you guys nothing but success and happiness. And to our listeners out there, you guys have a good one and take care. Peace.
Peace.